Thursday, Parshas Yikra, Shiachash.
Hadat Tanan, Shalech Zabira, Biyad Cheresh Tekan, the Gemara and Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. Hadat Tanan, Shalech Zabira, Biyad Cheresh Ayt Avikotan. Potter Bedine Odom, Mechai Bedine Shamayim. Shilach Biyad Pikech, Pikech Chaye, Vamai. Name is Shluch HaShalom Kim Moisai. Why don't you say Shluch HaShalom Kim Moisai, says the Gemara. Now the Gemara is asking the other way around. Now we've established Shlichos as such a given. So the Gemara is saying, so in this case, why don't we say Shlichos? Where's the question? Question is, the pasuk is in the second half. In Shalech Be'at Pikeach, the Pikeach is Chayiv. My name is Shluch Shalom Kim Moisa. In other words, that Shalech Be'at Cheirishot of a cotton is part of B'dinah Adam Upor B'chai B'dinah Shamayim. I understand why he's part of it, because ain't Shlichos the cotton. Ain't Shlichos the cotton. Therefore, there's no tzad of saying Shlichos in the case of Shalech Be'at Cheirishot of a cotton. However, in the case of Shalech Be'at Pikeach, the Gemara says, "Pikeach Chayiv Amai, name is Shluch Hashem Kemoisai." It says the Gemara, "Shani Hasam, the Ein Shluch Ledvar Aveiro." The Aminon, Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mi Shoyimim. We have to see what the Svar of Divrei, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mi Shoyimim is. What exactly is the Svar? Is it a Svar? That we'll see. Rashi says it's a Svar. Shani Hasam, the Ein Shluch Ledvar Aveiro. The Aminon, Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mi Shoyimim. So why does it not work to make a Shliach to send a Be'ero? What's a Be'ero? A flame, a fire, a torch, any of the above. Biad a pikeach. Why is it not shlichus? Because ain't shlichus l'dvar avera. Okay. So I guess we'll start over here. What's the aver? What's the aver?
Being mazik someone.
Being mazik someone is an avera. Being mazik someone is an avera. What's the where is the avush state in Torah that you're not allowed to be mazik someone? Where does it say it? Okay, so we discuss this a lot in Bava Kama. There's many, many different mafarshim rishonim that speak about this shaila. Is there an iser masik? So let's just get it clear before we start. There's a chiyuv to pay, that for sure. The person's mazik has to pay. How do we know he has to pay? There's many papsukim. Makeh nefesh behema yishal mena. The pasuk says you have to pay. But that doesn't mean there's an avera. If you borrow money from someone, do you have to pay? Did you do an avera?
No.
Why do you have to pay?
Because
there's a chayv there. But that doesn't mean there's an avera. If I'm mazik someone...
If you don't pay him back, it's not an avera.
If you don't pay him back, you're of an avera. But the fact that you have to pay is not because there's an avera here. So if I'm mazik someone and I don't pay him back, I'm over an avera. What's the avera? Gneva. But was I over an avera by being mazik? Either intentionally or unintentionally. It's a question, does it purpose or not purposely? He could purposely break someone's, he has one of those little cigarette things, what are they called?
Jewel.
Yeah, jewel. He breaks on purpose. So then, is he over an avera? We're going to talk about that. That's intentional in that case. Or what happens if he does it by accident? Let's say he flips his bed and then he happens to have a jewel there and it falls out and it falls on the floor and breaks. What would be under that circumstance? Was he over an avera? B'shoigeg.
No.
even if he's Michael, he's still over an avera. Maybe he's over an avera b'shoigeg. He was mazik.
Rabbi, if he did it on purpose, how is it not going to be on purpose?
Geneva?
If he did it on purpose.
Because I didn't steal anything. What does Geneva mean? Taking. He didn't take anything. He caused hazard.
I go to a guy's window and...
That's not Geneva.
I'm a rocket. The window is not existing anymore. What's if I took the window and put it in the back of my pickup truck, I broke it.
Very simple. One case, I took the window and put it in the back of my fucking truck. The other case, I did it.
Why do you have to have a pickup truck? In both cases, he has no access to the window because he hears about it.
So who said that that's the avera?
You're saying that Geneva means that I'm making the guy not have
Geneva something. Geneva is to steal.
What's Geneva? Is it Hefshin Mammon?
No.
Or is it...
So we cleared this chakira, if you remember, we actually said it's a chilek Geneva and Gzela.
Right.
Two stamps of Reb Chaim. Geneva is totally in the Maisa Geneva. There's no Maisa Geneva over here. Gzela, and a chanami, so Rabbeinu Yoina says, the Isra is like Sigzal. It's Rabbeinu Yoina, one of the Rishayinim. Actually, the Stipler says that there's no Avera. It's only Isra Darabanan. It's an Avera Midarabanan, says the Stipler. Which would be a very big chiddush in our sugya, because that would mean that you would say the klal of... Even on an Isra Darabanan, it's Poshit. So Machlokes is the Achroinim. But, what? Well, I don't know if you call your Rebbeim Rav, and there are other people talmid. It depends. It depends on rabbis, kind of. But yeah, it might depend. It might depend on the lumdus of Dibri Harav,
no,
or not.
Everyone's masking that it's Asher Rabbanan, right?
Could be. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe it still applies.
Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. That's going to be Shem. Maybe we'll talk about that. Beis Hashem Behemshem. But the Yad Ramah says that you're over. That's what the Yad Ramah says.
Is it clear that it's damaged somebody?
Like,
what if he died?
Who died? Yeah, then you're not chayev. For sure, you're not chayev. Nothing to be chayev on. The Gemara's talking about whether you're chayev or putter. It's talking about whether it obviously did damage. And we're talking about what?
To go to Galus.
Go to Galus. You mean he died with the fire?
He killed someone.
No, we're not talking about killing anyone. We're talking about the damaging. Putter b'dinei adam, chayev b'dinei shamayim. He's talking about. Pasha's talking about damaging. He damaged. The Gemara speaks about it. He damaged someone. He burnt down to someone's haystack or whatever it is.
Anyway, isn't
it different
because
yeah. Whatever. It's not.
Doesn't make
difference
if you kill someone. It's the same thing.
Why is the same thing? We're not talking about Golas. The sugi is not about Golas over here. The sugi is about whether he does damage. So the Yad Ramah says that Yerovam v'haftoreicha kamaicha. The Rashash says that it's learnt out from Hashavas Aveda. What's the din of Hashavas Aveda? I have to be careful about other people's property. So if I have to return someone else's property if it's lost, so then kal v'chomer, I can't ruin someone else's property. These are the different pshat. Rabbi, I'm going to say now, lum d'shazach. I spoke with Rabbi from Goldberg about this. What? So there's a whole discussion here. Is it mamish? Like is it like you're being over on that lav, or is it just? The Rotzen HaTorah, there's a whole different raid about this, but I don't want to get into that at the moment. I want to speak about V'haftu Reicha Kamocha. The Olam right away screamed out V'haftu Reicha Kamocha. So, I want to start with the following question. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asked the following question. Now you see where I'm going to. Let's start. Let's take a step back. Sorry. Before that. If the Isser is V'haftu Reicha Kamocha, so I ask you a question. What happens if you're breaking someone's jewel and you know he does not want to smoke jewel? He told you, I don't want to do it. My problem is my friends are all smoking and I know I'm going to smoke. I don't want to do it. So out of pure love for your friend, you burn his pack of cigarettes. You break his jewel. Or you flip his bed. It's purely out of love for your friend. That's the only reason you did it. And you caused him some sort of monetary damage.
Rebbe.
Now, hold on. Let me just explain where my shaila is. If you're saying that the din is from Lois Sigzoil, am I allowed to steal from somebody because I love him?
No.
The Torah told you, now, am I allowed to put on shatnas because I love someone? Am I allowed to eat treif because I love someone? Am I allowed to steal because I love someone? The Torah said, there's an issur to steal. You can't, a person cannot all of a sudden justify isurim because he has ideas. That's krum.
If they have a chaver, it wouldn't
change the fact. Well, we're going to say, but if the din is as v'haftel reicha kamoicha, doesn't really tell me one act to do, one act not to do. For example, let's say there's someone who's allergic to peanuts. You bring him a whole big stack of peanuts and say, here, this is because I love you. Is that a mitzvah of after Reicha Kamoicha? No, but if there's another guy that loves peanuts and you bring him peanut chews, so then you're Mekayim v'haftel reicha kamoicha. But if you give him things that he does, so v'haftel reicha kamoicha isn't really a particular act. It's more of, under the circumstances, what are you doing? Is that considered to be good or bad? You can't really define one act as being v'haftel Shabbos. You turn on a light, you're over Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference what the circumstances are, how they are. There are very clear gedarim of what is considered to be Yisr Shabbos. As opposed to, when it comes to v'haftel reicha kamoicha, it depends on the circumstances. It depends on the circumstances. So that being the case, I propose, my friends, that if I burn someone else's cigarettes, and let me explain before you jump on me, I burn someone else's cigarettes, I'm not over an isser. I'll explain. I'm chayv to pay. Why am I chayv to pay? Not a Shabbos Aveda. No, not Lo Sigzo.
Because
I took something from him, I have to pay. If I borrow money from you, do I have to pay? Yes, is there a mitzvah? Does that do with a mitzvah? There's nothing. The din is that you're mazik someone, you're mechayiv. If he wants to be meichel, it's his choice to be meichel. He could say, wow, thank you so much, you're meichel. But if not, I owe you money right now. Period. I did it for you. I'm very nice. I'm being very nice to you. But the fact is that I owe you money.
There's no issue.
What if it's dangerous?
But there's no issue.
And if you don't pay back, then there's an issue.
Then there'll be an issue. Sigzo. Different issue.
Wouldn't it be based on the Shuvah Avi Mazer?
Okay, we'll have to deal with what the we're going to keep.
Because you had a right to turn on the light.
No,
and a chanami, but that just means that we're being doicha the isser. There's an isser, we're being doicha. Or the heft, the maisa is a maisa isser. No, this, no. That's what we're saying. This is not a maisa. If I give you peanuts, so for you it's I'm doing a favor. For him I'm doing a not a favor. So it's not that giving peanuts is either a mitzvah or an avera. It depends on the circumstances. It depends on the circumstances. If I burn chametz for you, that's the nicest thing I could possibly do. Or, for example, let's say a guy's freezing and I want to make him warm. It's freezing cold. Freezing. I'm freezing. If I put wood into the fire and I burn it for him, that's a vat of after echa kamocha. So burning someone's stuff can very possibly be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. It depends on the circumstances. I cannot categorically put it in a box. You cannot put a maisa of a haftar echa kamocha in a box. It depends on the circumstances.
And if you know that he doesn't want it. He has to not want it.
Correct.
It's not because, I'm saying the Rebbe is using the smoking example, but it's not because it's dangerous. It's because he
doesn't
want
no,
it.
No, nothing to do with dangerous. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Smoking is hazardous to your health. I do not think because of that you're allowed to go burn someone's cigarettes and throw them out. You're not allowed to do that. I don't think. I'm an azer, and whatever that tshuva is, we'll leave that for now. But we're going, the kipshuta, what's going on over here. So now, that being the case, Rabbi Isai, I would like to suggest that we've got a problem in our sugya. We have a problem in our sugya. Do you say the din of ein shliach l'dvar avera on something which is not categorically an avera? Happens to be an avera in this circumstance. Now let me scale back. Now I want to scale back. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asked the following question. The Chovas HaVavas is a major Yisoid, which we saw also, those of us that learned Tanya, we saw it in the Tanya, we saw it from the Baal Shem and from others. Chovas HaVavas, though, is the Litvish Makar, that's why you could ask Kasha. He says, everything a person does is either a mitzvah or an avera. Every single thing you do is either a mitzvah or an avera. You ate eggs for breakfast this morning, that was either a mitzvah or an avera. You choose not to eat eggs for breakfast, it's a mitzvah or an avera. You put on a white shirt, you put on red socks, you put on blue socks. Everything a person does is either a mitzvah or an avera. Everything. And I think that the reason is because everything either brings you closer to Hashem or does not. So if you're doing it, is it bringing you closer to Hashem? It's a mitzvah. If it doesn't, it's not a mitzvah. Chos HaVavas, Baal Tanya, Baal Shem Tov, others. Frech to Yaakov Kamenetsky, he asked the question. So then, how is there a klal that you can make, a person can make a neder? The halacha is you can make a neder, but you can't make a neder on mitzvahs, you can't make a neder on averus. Frech to Yaakov Kamenetsky, okay, but everything you do is either mitzvah or aver, so you can never make a neder. I make a neder not to eat this. Is eating this a mitzvah? So then I can't make the neder. Is it an avera? I can't make a neder. It's already an avera. So.
Also.
So I can't make a neder on anything because everything's either a mitzvah or an avera. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asked this question.
Eating is not a mitzvah.
Your mitzvah.
Okay, well. It's bringing you time.
So the word is that this is not categorically either a mitzvah or an avera. Treif is an avera. If I eat it because it's going to bring me closer to Hashem or not closer to Hashem, semach nisht ois, treif is an avera. It is categorically an avera. But eating this...
Maybe two averas. One's treif and one's not bringing you closer to Hashem.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, however you want it. Whatever. Right. But the point is that it's not this is categorically an avera. Something that's not categorically an avera, so then I can't say it's an avera. In this circumstance, grada, it's going to be an avera. But that doesn't make that I can't make a shvu on it. So, boys, I'd like to say the same thing when it comes to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is when it's an avera. It's categorically an avera. So according to the Rishonim that say that you're over L'Sigzol, I got it. This is always an avera, it's L'Sigzol. Or it's Hashavas Aveda, or it's Nisra Drabanan, or it's all those things. It's Bechefts an avera. But if it's V'Havta L'Reicha K'Mecha, it's not an avera. It might be Dafka Mitzvah to do it under these circumstances. Not an avera. So it all depends on the circumstances. Do you say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera under such a circumstance?
You can go the opposite way for a Havta. It's not categorically an avera, but it's an avera.
That's my point. Because it's not categorically an avera, therefore we wouldn't say shlichah d'var avera. It's not an avera. It's under the circumstances it's an avera. But if a person sends someone a shlich to go buy him a car, maybe buying that car is an avera. Right? He's buying a too fancy car. It's going to be showy. It's a balgaiva. He's going to get to taiva, gaiva. I can't make him a shlech. I'm not going to be a shlech of Aravera. He's buying his fancy. What?
You said you could. Avera is leading to Avera.
That's not.
Either a
Vera
or a
Mitzvah.
That's what I'm saying.
Avadi. No, Avadi can make a shliach to buy something. Grada, the same way, it's the same principle. It's not Bechefza and Avera. It's not categorically an Avera.
It's like the case where he marries off his daughter. It's not. After the
right.
Is he going to be over it? Is he over it now or later?
Okay, in a chanami.
It's like buying a car. It could lead to avera. It's not an avera now. Maybe he'll do bad stuff with
no,
it.
That, this, no, it could be it's an avera just owning it.
Why?
Why is owning a Bugatti, is that the name of the car?
Yeah.
Why is that an avera? Because
someone might be jealous of it, but right now.
There might be jealous of it right now. It could be, and anyway, forget about that. It's all the gaiva that you have in the car, and it's the taiva. You have it right away.
Right away,
with the buying of it. The buying of it is the Avera. It's an Avera to buy a Bugatti. I'm passing it right now. Avera to buy a Bugatti.
It's a step down. He would have bought a helicopter.
Okay, so for him it's a mitzvah, for him it's an avera, and a chanami. That's why there's no problem. Ain't shlichah d'var avera over there because it's not categorically anything. That's my point. So over here also, an after echa kamocha, it's not categorically anything. This is my question, Rabbi Say. I think it might depend on what is the svara or what's the reason why ain't shlichah d'var avera. What's the reason for that? Might depend.
If you do an avera, if
your
person is asking, there's a chiyuv on you to pay you this or that.
Right.
By doing a thing that's like, you're not doing
it, yeah, but there's still going to be discussion on the shlichah d'var avera, even by that. There is a discussion later on about someone else eating treif. Am I get the avera? Do I get the avera? There is a discussion. I'm not getting anah. He's eating the treif. I'm going to get the avera. Now I'm going to get the avera. I know, but why do we even discuss it? You're saying it's the only discussion is only on chiyuv. It's not only on chiyuv. Discussion on shlichah d'var avera is even on the.
Even chiyuv is chiyuv. Is it your
factors being
common or something?
Why can't you say that's
bedavka
the shiloh?
What? So then there's a chiyuv over there also, or in this case.
Not getting close to
their
Hashem,
yeah. Yeah. Why can you say that's bedafka d'shaila? If you shaleach b'yach b'yach to something that's not an avera, that's why you could make the shaleach in the first place. If you say it's pashut, ain't shaleach b'var avera, right? So then how can you make him a shaleach to do an avera? You can't. But let's say you make him a shaleach, like in this case, for something that's circumstantial, and then the shaleach goes ahead and does something that is an avera, who's chayav?
This is circumstantial.
That's my point. Meaning maybe what Rebbe's saying is bedafka what the Gemara is trying to get at. Meaning maybe
but we're saying that it shouldn't be true, and the Gemara is saying it is true. We're saying it shouldn't be ancient shlichah d'var avera.
So that's the chiddush of the Gemara.
But why is it true?
Because the shliach still did an avera.
Okay, but
they did an avera.
But it's not categorically an avera.
But maybe that's why the mikayach started.
But
not the
he shouldn't be. What do you mean? Not the mishaleach.
Yeah, the mishaleach is not chayav because I didn't send you to do an avera.
That's not the reason. It's because ain't shlichah d'var avera.
Then is he a shliach?
Then he should be chayv. If I didn't send you to do an avera, then he should be chayv.
No,
should be
because
chayv.
If I send you to do...
No, but then he's chayv on the moment. That's what Yoni's pointing out. It's not a question of the avera. It's a question of the moment. It's not a question of the avera. It's a question of, are you my shliach for the moment? So you're saying, he is a shliach, it's not an avera, therefore he's going to be chayv the moment. The other way. The chayv. Okay, Rabbi, so this we're going to have to see. I think it's very much going to depend on how you understand what the mechayev of Ein Shlichah D'var Avera is. If it's Dibirav, Dibiratav, and Dibirishayman, there's the Sma, or Kivega, we'll see Behemshech. Akol Panim. What happens if a person sends it biyad? Cherishot to the cotton. What's the din? Patim din Adam, Chayb din Shamayim. What happens if he sends biyad Pikeach? What's the din? Is he also chayv b'dinei shemayim? Is the shoyleach chayv b'dinei shemayim?
No.
No? What does chayv b'dinei shamayim mean?
Rabbi said
it's shipping. There's two different pshatim. It's a machlokas rishonim. Hold on. Rashi says, Rashi in Gittin says, what does it mean? Chayv b'dinei shamayim. Says Rashi, Pironius. What does Pironius mean?
Punishments.
You're gonna get punished. L'shalom l'rishoyim sheniskaven l'hafsed is Yisrael. We're gonna punish the rishoyim because he's a dirty, rotten person. Toivi said something else. Like the Chuvas Maril, the Maril says he has to pay money. Chayv b'dinei shamayim is you should pay. You really should pay. Bez is not going to be mechayiv you to pay, but you should pay. According to Yoni's pshat, which is Rashi, Rashi's not saying you should pay. Rashi says you are going to pay. You're going to burn. That's what it means. It doesn't mean it has nothing to do with whether you should pay money right now or not. That's not the discussion. Discussion is you are considered to be an evil person for what you did. For that reason, you're going to get punished in Shemayim. That might be, but that's not what we're coming to say. Okay, we'll see. That might be, but that's what coming. I'll show you the difference.
Right.
It depends how you're going to sleep as well. That's my kavana. I'll show you where I'm saying. Hold on 1 more second, okay? Hold that thought. What about if I send a pikeach? Now, what was my intention in sending the pikeach? What was my kavana? To damage. According to Rashi, would you call him a dirty, rotten person? Would you say he's going to get punished in Shemayim?
Sure.
Yeah. According to the Mariel, the pikeach is paying. So do I have to pay also? The pikeach is paying. This guy's going to get his money, right? I sent someone to do arson. He got caught. Okay, he got caught. I see he's going to end up paying. So the person that I intended on doing them, I was niskaven lahafsid. He got his money. I should pay? I don't have to pay.
You could be a dirty, rotten person, but you didn't do anything.
But we see that even though you didn't do anything, you're still a dirty, rotten person who's going to get punished.
Yeah, no, but that's because he did something in bad spirit, and because of him, it caused something. And that,
same thing over here.
No, it's
I
not
said
because he was smart enough. Pierre was smart enough to know that it was a stupid thing and he shouldn't have done it, and he still went ahead and did it, and that's why he's chayiv.
Was I niskaven lehafsid someone else?
Yeah.
He should have been smart enough not to do it, but at the end of the day,
the kid couldn't have stopped.
But the fact is, I was niskaven. Rashi says you're chayiv b'dinei shamayim because you're niskaven lehafsid Yisrael. He was niskaven lehafsid Yisrael.
What if he sends a pikeach, and what if he sends a chereshot to the katan, but it never burned down? He was niskaven.
Yeah, so and it could be in a certain degree. Anytime a person tries to do an avera and doesn't do it, what is his punishment? There is a certain punishment. There is.
Not, you wouldn't call that chayv dinei shamayim puter midinei adam.
I don't know. There is.
That's why you're not speaking out here.
No, I'm saying by pikeach, where he's making his own decision. I'm just miskaven to burn someone's house down. There's an avera you get, but you're not going to call that chayv.
Well, over here, lemaisa, what your kavana happens.
Okay, but not because of you.
It's no more because of you than the first case. Are you chayv b'dinei adam? Are you chayv b'dinei adam?
What?
By chereshot of katan, you chayv b'dinei adam?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not shlichus.
Because it's not because of you. Because it's not cool. That's mice is not nesiachas to you. Right. I was the one that orchestrated it. That's why I'm chayv b'dinei shamayim. So I orchestrated by a god also. He should have thought that he shouldn't have done it. Okay, but I orchestrated it. So why am I chayv b'dinei shamayim? Why is it different?
Because he used a loophole.
Neither case am I putter. In both cases I'm using a form of loophole. Both cases I'm putter b'dinei adam.
Case you're not.
I'm putter b'dinei adam.
But second case is not a loophole. Second case, what? The guy could have not did it.
The first case also.
Oh, the cheresh is going to go do it regardless.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he will.
If he's going to do it, then you're chayiv. If he's going to do it regardless, then you're chayiv. B'dinei adam. If he's going to do it regardless, you're chayiv b'dinei adam. That's because he's not going to do it regardless. So I didn't get him to do it. I don't know if he's going to be smart enough to figure out how to light this thing on fire. Who knows? Okay, if he's going to do it regardless, I'm going to be chayiv.
A chayiv should be cutting like a robot. They'll do whatever you say.
They will not. The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says it's very possible. Enachanayim, if he's like a robot, you're going to be chayiv. The Gemara says. The Gemara says if you give, something that's ready to light something on fire, the ends of the chereshot of the katan, you say, here, put it over there, then you're chayv. Because it's like a robot. I did it. But then we're not talking about that case. I orchestrated it. So what's the difference? I orchestrated it, you orchestrated it there?
You're saying the first case is shlichus.
But it's not shlichus.
It has to be.
Why not?
Then he would be chayv. Wow. It has to be shlichus, and that's why it's chayiv in the shemayim.
It's not shlichus. There's no shlichus for a katan. You're not chayiv. So you're chayiv because you orchestrated. That's bedinei shemayim. Bedinei shemayim is, even though we don't see you as having done it, but because you caused it, you're chayiv. It's the same thing in the case of a regular person. I caused it. Why am I not chayiv? So if you say that the reason is that you're chayiv to pay, I understand why you're not chayiv to pay. Someone else is chayiv to pay. I don't have to pay because if someone else pays, so maybe I'll get punished. Could be, but that's not what chayiv b'dinei shemayim means. But according to Rashi, l'chayra, you should be chayiv b'dinei shemayim, even in the second case, l'chayra. Again, it might depend on what the svara of divrav divrav tam divrav mishayim is. What's the svara of divrav divrav tam divrav mishayim? We could get into it right now for a second. The sma, sefer mir seinayim says, the gemara says. That what the Gemara means to say is, I never really thought you were going to do it. When I said go burn down his house, I was joking. I was really joking. I did not mean that at all. This wasn't me. This was totally you. I mean, that was not my intention. Come on. If I tell you to burn down the house, Hashem tells you not to burn down the house, who are you going to listen to, me or Hashem? You were going to listen to Hashem. I had no havamin in my mind that you were going to listen to me. Okay, that's a good question. This is what the Sma says. We have to deal with Dvarim Shalei. No havamina in my mind. According to the Sma, is such a person going to be chayiv b'dinei shamayim? He's not niskaven. If he was niskaven, then he may be chayiv. But the whole svar of divrei divrei shamayim is that I was not niskaven. If he was, he would be chayiv. But the whole reason we're saying he's putter is because we're saying he wasn't niskaven. Levi the svara of the sma. We could go back to my question on hafter echa kamaicha. We said it's not categorically an avera. But what's the point of the sma? The sma is I didn't mean it. If I tell you go burn down this guy's haystack, whether or not you could say if it would have been in a situation when the guy was addicted to weed and I would have put weed there, then it wouldn't be an avera. It doesn't make a difference. That's not the point. I just sent him to do an avera. I didn't mean it. It doesn't depend on the category. It depends on right now, what am I sending him to do? According to the Sma, we're just going to look at this circumstance right here. Did I mean it or not? I clearly sent you to do an Avera. I told you throw a rock through his window. That's clearly an Avera. I knew that. You knew that. Therefore, I didn't mean it. I was joking. You really did it? Oh my gosh. I didn't mean for you to do it. That's the Sma Svara. According to the Sma, Pilei Ploim, the Sma would say, what happens if you call up a hitman and you say, I would like you to please take care of business for me. Says the Achrayim, Rishayim, Dachsach, Yesh Shliach L'Kamar. Why? Because no one calls up a hitman and says that it was a joke. Why? Because if it's a person the Lashon is, let's see if I can find the Lashon. Muchzak. Person who's muchzak bekach. He's muchzak bekach. That's his job. That's his parnasa. He's muchzak bekach. You understand? Another case.
Hire a lawyer.
What?
Hire a lawyer.
Right. Another case is what happens if you never told the shliach that what he's doing is an aveira. You never told him. You just said to him, listen.
No idea.
He had no idea. He's like totally clueless. He thought that he's doing you a favor. He said, you put someone else's logs into your fireplace and say, can you do me a favor? Can you just go light my fireplace for me? And he burnt up everything. And underneath the logs was the guy's Mickey Mantle. And that really went up in smoke. And now he caused him tremendous damage. And the guy has no clue. He thought he was just being a nice guy.
Is that the next case?
But then he's not guy. What? Me'ila. So that's going to be discussion. It's going to be a me'ila. That's what we're going to have to work out. What's going to be my That's part of the discussion. What's going to be by me'ila? According to the Sma, in such a case, l'chayra you're going to say yesh shliach l'dvar aver, because the Sma is saying the svar of divrei rav divrei tam divrei mishayim is the ikar svar. Bnei Yeshua has a problem with that, because the Gemara, which we didn't say yet, I'm just skipping around a little bit because we ended up here, but we'll get back to what we wanted. The Gemara says that there's exceptions to the rule. Gemara says that there are places when you say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Gemara says by me'ila, exception to the rule. Frekta pnei Yeshua ich farshteinisht, ich farsh anshuldigs ich farshteinisht. If there's a svara that says I never meant it, I never sent you, how in the world can I be chayiv if you did it, if you're not my shliach? How could you say, exception to the rule, here yesh shliach l'dvar aveira? How did that work? If you tell me it's some sort of zeres hakasa, some sort of block in the shlichus, you block the shlichus, you could say, here we block the shliach, here we allow the shlichus through. But if it's a svara that I never sent you, so how in the world can I be